Family members of a man who died outside a Milwaukee hotel say the district attorney should bring charges against hotel security guards. It's Tuesday, July 9th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse has a new chancellor. The school's last chancellor lost his job for producing porn videos online. And there's less than a week to go before the Republican National Convention kicks off in Milwaukee. Reporter Evan Casey talked with local businesses who question whether the event will have the promised economic impact. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
Lawyers representing the family of a Milwaukee man who died after hotel security guards detained him are calling on the Milwaukee County District Attorney to press charges. 43-year-old Devontae Mitchell died outside the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Milwaukee on June 30th. Video on social media shows Mitchell being held face down by four security guards. Mitchell's wife, De'Asia Harmon, says his family is looking for answers.
Our children deserve justice for their father.
Amen.
Our children deserve more. They took everything from them.
Milwaukee police say there was a disturbance and subsequent fight as Mitchell was escorted out of the hotel. In a statement, Hyatt said they are working quickly to understand what happened and are cooperating with the police. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says the preliminary cause of death is homicide. The new chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse says he is focused on, quote, turning the page after a tumultuous 6 months for the university. Hope Kerwin has more.
James Beebe began his role as UW-La Crosse chancellor on July 1st, replacing Joe Gao. Gao was fired from the chancellor role in December after the discovery that he appeared in online porn videos. The incident drew negative reactions from donors and alumni, according to university leadership. Beebe says he hopes to respond to any concerns by focusing on UW-La Crosse's positive impact.
You know, turning the page, focusing on the future, and making sure that we are really responding to the needs of the state.
He praised the university's enrollment numbers and strong academic programs. After moving from New Hampshire, Beebe says his first priority is getting to know the campus community and La Crosse. He hopes to see more of the city and try his first cheese curd in the coming weeks. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee leaders are preparing for protests at the Republican National Convention next week. As Robert DeAndrea reports, County Executive David Crowley says he wants to balance free speech and safety.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin is suing the city of Milwaukee for rules about when and where protests can happen around the RNC. A city ordinance says protesters must march on an officially defined parade route and limits protests to 7 hours a day. Speaking to Wisconsin Eye's Newsmakers program, Crowley said he understands both sides.
You know, as a former board member of the ACLU Milwaukee chapter, I truly believe that all organizers, no matter what side of the political spectrum they may be on, that they have that First Amendment right to protest. But it must be done respectfully and making sure that everyone's safety is in mind when it comes down to it.
A national coalition of groups is planning to march and rally starting on the first day of the convention Monday. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Two Wisconsin tribes are defending a new rule that requires states to consider tribal treaty rights when setting water quality standards. The Environmental Protection Agency finalized the regulations in May. The Lac des Flambeaux and Mole Lake tribes are among those defending the rule. It aims to protect water quality where tribes hold rights outside of their reservations under federal treaties. That prompted a dozen states to sue the EPA. That's including Idaho, North Dakota, and Iowa. They say the EPA is overstepping its authority, adding the rule imposes significant costs. Gussie Lord is an attorney representing tribal nations in the case.
I think that's an overblown concern. I think this is not going to be a big change in a lot of areas. There might be some areas where water quality needs to be more protective than it currently is. But again, I think that's a good thing.
States suing the EPA want a court to prevent the agency from enforcing the rule, saying it should be abandoned and declared unconstitutional. Some 20,000 visitors are expected in Milwaukee next week for the Republican National Convention. After the break, we'll hear why some economists and local businesses are questioning whether it will have the promised economic impact. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Tens of thousands of people will descend on Milwaukee next week for the 2024 Republican National Convention. Boosters have promised it will have far-reaching economic benefits for the city. But as Evan Casey reports, some business owners are not so sure.
On a humid Tuesday in late June, Ryan Cook is sitting outside of the Broad House, the restaurant he operates that's just one block away from Pfizer Forum. Cook and other local business owners have been preparing for the RNC for several months. Now, it's just days away.
We're anticipating it creating a lot of hassle, but bringing a lot of business.
That's an attitude shared by some establishments who believe the extra foot traffic will be good for business. Cook hopes the convention is something similar to what the restaurant saw 3 years ago when the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship.
We're hoping the RNC brings out something like that, but there's going to be other caveats where there's certain times where we're closed to the public for private buyouts.
Organizers say the four-day event will bring upwards of 50,000 visitors to the city. They have also said it'll have an estimated economic impact of $200 million. That's from hotel stays, restaurant tabs, and other spending. Peggy Williams-Smith is the president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She says hosting the convention will make other big events more likely to choose Milwaukee in the future.
It's just the perfect storm of people being interested in coming to Milwaukee.
But some local business owners and some economists don't believe the hype. Victor Matheson is an economics professor at the College of the Holy Cross in Massachusetts. His 2017 study looked at the economic impact of national political conventions. He says the real economic impact will likely be just a fraction of that $200 million figure.
These are wildly disruptive events. Regular business can often plummet around these events.
Matheson says some restaurants could have less business because of the security perimeter, too.
The other problem is that lots of the economic impact that occurs is not sticking in Milwaukee, but is instead leaving town. So higher hotel prices, that doesn't necessarily benefit Milwaukee. It benefits national headquarters of those hotel chains.
Cleveland hosted the Republican convention in 2016. That was the last presidential contest before the pandemic disrupted the 2020 conventions. A study from Cleveland State University found the economic impact of that year's convention was around $142 million instead of the projected $200 million. But Dan Gilbert, CEO of the RNC Host Committee in 2016, says hosting the event helped the city win other bids since the convention. That includes the MLB and NBA All-Star Games and the NFL Draft.
I do believe it's certainly a part of the story of, you know, Cleveland now really being considered year in and year out one of the top cities in America for hosting major events.
Some local venues and event spaces say they've been rented out during the convention, but others have complained they didn't get any extra business. That includes Gary Witt, who operates a few theaters in Milwaukee, including the Pabst and the Riverside. He says he had hoped to book several events at his venue spaces the week of the event.
But essentially, we sit today, as a lot of other spaces are in the city of Milwaukee, basically unused and empty during a time period when we were specifically told to hold those dates open.
Shane Abramson works at Brick 3 Pizza, just around the corner from Pfizer Forum. He said he believes the event will be good for downtown Milwaukee businesses. But in the meantime, he says the restaurant lost business in June. That's because Pfizer Forum hosted no events while the arena was being set up for the convention.
No events 1 month prior, no events 1 month after for breakdown and setup. So that hurt us big time.
The convention starts on Monday. Many of the tens of thousands of visitors will be arriving this weekend. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that's today's podcast. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. They help us put the podcast together. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Wednesday. Have a great day. Take care.